President's Page by Tom Zamperi. As is customary, the regular thumbnail, head and shoulder length, black and white photo of Dr. Zamperi, dressed in suit coat and tie with a portion of the U.S. Capitol as a backdrop, is revealed at the top of his President's Page. He is depicted in the photo with only a faint smile. There is no accompanying caption. The text of the President's Page reads, "As we navigate these uncertain times, I wanted to share how we are approaching things at BVA. On March 18th, BVA staff started working from home. The board had to make many decisions during our March midwinter meeting, and the safety of our employees was vital. Working remotely is critical to continuing BVA's efforts, which is a new adjustment for many. Physical group meetings are gone, but we can still hold phone meetings. How we go about our work, how we treat each other, the impact of our efforts, all these are significant to our well-being, individually and collectively, in BVA moving ahead. We would like to hear how you, at the regional group and chapter level, are adapting and rising to new challenges. What's working? Please share by sending an email story of successes and how you have worked through this pandemic to Stuart Nelson at snelson@bva.org. I hope that each of you, your loved ones, and your community are well in body and mind. What can we do in the middle of it? I urge everyone to follow the advice and procedures recommended by our medical professionals and local officials. In the past 20 years since I have been a member of BVA, we've gone through the 9/11 attacks, recessions, hurricanes, fires, and many other disasters together. What's worked has been this. Taking care of ourselves. All of us need to tend to our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Looking after those peers in BVA by extending some of our time and making phone calls or sending emails to them. If you need help, ask for it, and know that there are many willing volunteers to help. Taking care of each other. In the context of our mission and goals, this can mean lending an extra hand in a regional group project or an ear for listening to another veteran. Remembering to say thank you and to practice patience, kindness, and openness to fellow veterans and recognize that caregivers have even more stress. These things make a tremendous difference, even in small doses. Additionally, I found that when times are tough, volunteer work feels good. It provides daily structure and purpose for the day today. Volunteering for BVA is a gift to and for the organization, and a gift as we are rewarded personally for our service and sharing of ourselves. If we already serve BVA and its members, we need not ask, "How can I help?" The answer is this: just keep doing what we're doing. Finally, what always brings me the greatest comfort, energy, and gratitude is this: whatever we do it together. I extend my appreciation to members and thank our staff for the commitment and dedication to our mission.